Schools in Colorado are grappling with how best to discuss the health consequences of marijuana in light of recreational pot legalization. As Benta Berkland from Rocky Mountain Community Radio reports, some schools are now starting to change how they teach students about the drug.
Like many schools across the state, overall drug incidents at Arapahoe Ridge High School in Boulder have increased since recreational marijuana became legal. While public schools aren't required to separately report marijuana incidents from other drugs such as cocaine, evidence compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS iNews suggests more students are using marijuana.
Especially since we use the phrase recreational marijuana. Recreational implies it's fun and it's something you do in your spare time.
Odette Edbrook is the health education coordinator for the Boulder Valley School District. The last statewide upsurge in school drug incidents happened several years ago after medical marijuana dispensaries opened. Edbrook says changing attitudes around marijuana are sending students a mixed message.
When it's legal for your parents to smoke it or grow it, that changes the conversation.
This year, Boulder Valley School District is bringing a neuroscientist to talk to health classes about the impacts of marijuana on brain development. The Colorado Department of Education hasn't changed its statewide health curriculum guidelines since voters legalized marijuana. Up to this point, the state has used money from marijuana taxes to put out a series of PSAs on its negative effects.
And did you know? Marijuana edibles pose a poisoning risk for kids who may think they are eating regular food.
I feel like in comparison with things like alcohol and cigarettes, marijuana has far fewer long-term side effects.
16-year-old Albert Amaya is a sophomore at Miami Yoder High School east of Colorado Springs. He says no education campaign, either in school or on TV, could change his opinion.
I saw one of the smoking commercials, and like this guy couldn't start a barbecue because he was high. That's taking it to the extreme, I think. I don't think that just because you're high that you can't function.
For Amaya's classmate, senior Mercedes Weisenbaugh, what she learns in school isn't as effective as what she experiences in her own life.
I've seen my family members. I see how lazy they get. I see how unmotivated they get. I see how they're not tuned into reality. They're in a different fog than everybody that does not smoke marijuana.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment is working on marijuana education that takes a more holistic approach.
To develop science-based messages that can go into public health campaigns.
Health Department toxicologist Mike Van Dyke.
Marijuana is unique because you have, this is a substance where you have a large community of people that really claim that it has a lot of health benefits. You don't see that with tobacco.
The messaging that probably I give my son and that I would like the school to pick up on, I would like them to be given better coping skills.
Mother of four, Carol Gibbs, says she's most concerned about the loss of drive. She wants her 16-year-old son to learn the best ways to deal with the stress of adolescence.
When things get tough, I want these kids to have more options than relaxing with a joint or getting lost in their electronic devices.
To that end, Colorado recently awarded grants using marijuana tax revenue to help school districts hire nurses, psychologists, counselors, and social workers. Other states that have legalized recreational marijuana, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, are also leaving health curriculum decisions up to individual school districts.